Morning show at East Coast Now. A new year and a new you, isn't that what they say? Well, how about starting on something? Some people say, God, go for a walk. That lasts until football matches on or Coronation Street or something. Then there's the gym, that sort of thing. But how about taking up yoga? Niamh Daly is here, and she teaches yoga. Is that the correct term?
Thing is that
you teach yoga.
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
In Greystones. Niamh, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Anyway, thanks for having me.
You'll be our yoga expert anyway for taking up the new regime.
Anytime you like.
So what exactly is yoga?
Oh my goodness me, I knew you'd ask me some surprising questions. Yoga, I mean, that's a huge question, but I think how...
Not an easy answer.
Not an easy answer, because there's so much to it. You could consider it a spiritual practice where people are looking to reach enlightenment. That's not something that is a particular focus for me. Mostly in the East, in the West rather, where we are living, we teach yoga as a method of people coming, I suppose, into more comfort into their bodies. Some people do it for a big challenge and to be very dramatic in their bodies, but also to kind of give a little stress relief and mindfulness into your day. So it's a physical practice, as it's taught here in the West, with an element of compassion and mindfulness and calming practice.
So, but for some people, it's just, oh, there they are sitting down in a quiet room and they close their eyes. So
that would be the meditation part, yeah.
Okay. And so you look into yourself and your thoughts are...
So the way I approach it is from the physical, because I think that there's a lot of talk about the effects of, say, trauma, even just gentle trauma, not major traumas on the body, which is that people kind of disassociate from their body and they get very much into their heads and they lose awareness of how their body actually is at any given time. So that if you start the physical practices of yoga, which you're not just kind of jumping around with music on, you're very much attentive to how your body is and how it's placed in space. So you get very aware of actually how your body really is and how it functions. And it distracts you from your busy mind, but it also starts to help you read what your body is telling you so that you can really notice what you actually need in order to stay healthy, what you need in order to feel pleasure, what you need in order to stay rested. You know, it's a dialogue between your body that we maybe don't have in our normal lives.
And what do we do physically?
So that varies as well. There's these bonkers kind of yoga practices like Ashtanga, where you're working to put your legs behind your head. That's not the kind of stuff
right. That's the image that comes to mind, isn't
exactly
it?
And I think that's the pervasive image, and really for me it's not about that. There was a time, I suppose, when I was younger, that was a kind of sense of maybe that means I'll be good at yoga once I can put my legs behind my head.
Contortionist of
exactly.
some sort.
Exactly, yeah. But soon I realized that we have physiological differences in our bodies and some people just can't do that without injuring themselves. So the kind of yoga I teach is the kind of yoga that anyone can do. So for instance, later today I'm going to do a one-on-one with a 75-year-old man and his daughter, and I have an 18-year-old in another class, and I have people who are marathon runners or people who are just want to be able to walk their dogs, you know, healthily and feel comfortable in their bodies. So what I would be doing, a variety of different things with those people. So it would start off with really gentle warm-up kind of movements, and then we might work into some strong standing poses where you're working on bone density and muscle mass, and you're working on joint mobility, and you're working on strength and balance. But really, the for me, the physical practice of yoga should be adaptable for anybody that comes into the room. So it's not... there's no necessity to be fighting fit. And a lot of other teachers would use it, and myself would use it as a therapy for people who are injured or in recovery from illness, that kind of thing.
Right, so the mind and the body meet up. God, I've heard yoga of somebody going into this sort of sauna atmosphere or something. Isn't there such a thing?
Yeah, so there was infamous Bikram yoga. That guy is under sort of investigation at the moment. There's a lot of... unsettlement in the yoga community at the moment, and a lot of kind of the big gurus being called out for misbehavior of one sort and another. So now people usually call it hot yoga, and the idea is that it's detoxifying. I find that it's potentially a little more damaging because your ligaments become softer and bendier, and so then you can move further than you're actually
able. Let's put that one aside then.
Yeah, it's okay. A bit of a biggie.
So if I was going to your class, I've decided, I've heard about this yoga thing anyway, you've explained it, so here I am. 2020, the new me, I'm going to start up. How do I start, and what experience do I have starting off?
you can have absolutely no experience of anything at all, or you can be a, as I was saying, you can be a runner, or you might be a gym bunny, and you would come into a class if you felt courageous enough to do so, or you might want to do a couple of one-on-ones first to get used to the idea of what yoga might be. And then we would probably start either sitting on some raised bolsters, so nobody has to have the requirement to sit on the floor, it's not necessary, and we would do a little bit of closed eyes, if people were comfortable to close their eyes, and we would just tune in to how we're feeling right now today. We might start to deepen our breath and try and bring ourselves towards a calmer physical state and a calmer neurological state. We, you know, it's a pretty common term, the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous systems. And what yoga aims to do is to bring you more in towards the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest. It's low cortisol, which is why yoga is really good for post and perimenopausal women. So Declan, if you're feeling a bit perimenopausal, you can certainly come along. So then we would do a little bit of warm-up movements where I would take you through the whole body just to make sure that it's feeling okay and that every bit has moved a bit. And then we might, depending on the class, I would have different styles of class. We might sit in some really gentle poses for a while, little stretching movements that take your body off the norm. For me, the priority for yoga is to take our bodies away from the habitual tensions that we've built up during our lives so that you can come to a more neutral and comfortable state in your body. So you're not coming at life with all those old tensions in the shoulders that make you get tenser when you are when you're stimulated in a negative way, but also those physical tensions can make us react emotionally in an old habitual way that isn't really necessary anymore. So we might be frightened of something we don't need to be frightened of because that's a habit in our tissues, in our body. And likewise, we might be angry at our partner all the time because our body is just in that angry state. So the movements that I would bring you to, depending on the style or strength of the class, would be sometimes movement on the floor, little different postures on the floor, and then coming up to standing, we would work, as I was saying, some balancing postures or some standing postures where you're really working your muscle tissue. And it's not about pushing your joints to their limit in the way that I teach. It's about finding your body's best expression of itself. So it's very, very.
So you're coming down notches of tension to maybe get to be like, I don't know, a sock in a drawer, just throw the sock and you just go
well, that's no the aim tension. At the end of the class is that you're a sock in the drawer, but we also want to give you enough strength in your core and in your musculature that you can also then, if you choose to, go for a big hike in the Wicklow Hills and be rescued by the mountain rescue people you
Very
were talking
good.
To earlier.
So Niamh Daly, how did you come to be a yoga teacher?
So Declan, I'm an actor as well, and as any actor needs another string to their bow, I came to yoga when I was 30, actually. I'm nearly 50 now, and I just needed another string to my bow, and I found I was good at it. I'd done a lot of physical work in drama school, which really led me to really understanding the connection between the body and the heart, really, and how you can stay emotionally more stable when you're really working to keep your body healthy. And so once I decided to train as a teacher as another string to my bow, I fell in love with it even more, the yoga teaching. But I was still acting quite a lot, and so I've been in and out of teaching more regularly. And at the moment, I've taken the choice to really build my yoga teaching because I'm at a really passionate edge with it at the moment, where I'm working on really cutting-edge anatomical research about our tissues, about fascia, which is a big buzzword at the moment in the physical practice, in the exercise industry, and also in the yoga world.
Yeah. Right, so it goes further. So as regards your character in Fersity, you're not in Scotland, are you? Or
she is in Scotland, unfortunately. Yeah.
Right.
I do a lot of teaching of women in perimenopause, and yoga's great for that because it's a really difficult period in your body's life, perimenopause, emotionally and physically. And I'm so passionate about it. I want to talk about it a lot and make people know what's coming because we're not educated about it, and it's an issue that creates a lot of kind of discomfort and shame in women and embarrassment in men because they don't understand it. And I really wish that Fair City would have done a storyline with my character because the thing with perimenopause, mad stuff can happen. People leave their partners. They, you know, dump their jobs, they go traveling, and or they go get really angry at their family, and they think they're, you know, everybody thinks mum's going mad. So a really interesting way of kind of letting people know what might happen and helping people understand
a storyline. Yeah. Right, Niamh, great to meet you. Where are you based? Where can people find you?
Thanks, Declan. I teach in Greystones, Kilcool and Bray. And my yoga website, or the name of my yoga, is Yinstinct Yoga. Now, that's not a name for radio, because
so it's Y with Y-I-N,
yeah,
instinct. Without an N at the end. Yeah, that's too confusing.
Yinstinct. Y-Instinct Yoga.
Y-Instinct. Okay.
Yeah, so they can find me on Facebook and Instagram, and I have a website, Bray, Greystones, Kilcool, and just starting soon in Dublin.
Very good. Well, yeah. Continued success, Niamh. Thanks for starting us off anyway, looking at ourselves.
I look forward to seeing you in my class, Declan.
Really? Okay, fair enough. You can imagine me there.
Yes, I can.
Niamh Daly, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Declan.